that's right. We're out here at the links of Stony Point having a good time here this afternoon, sitting right here with a self-regional display set up right next to us here. And they've got those big floppy hats. Make sure that you're covered up because the sun is going to be shining out here at the links of Stony Point all, and I said all, weekend long. So it's really going to be a fabulous, fabulous time out here. I can tell you this afternoon we're going to be talking to Stephanie Canoa. He's taking the hats now. Okay. He's bringing back a hat. Okay. And I'd love one of those lovely little, those are great. Wow. Those are super. Those are the best for taking a little, what do we call those things? You know, they've got Band-Aids and bugs, first aid kits there. Those are terrific. So we just scored a couple out right here. Thank you very much. And we're going to be here this afternoon. Aren't those great? Well, yeah, they've got really good stuff. And afterwards, you can either refill it or use it as another little display here. So Self Regional, one of the big, big sponsors. After all, it's called the Self Regional Healthcare Classic right here at the links of Stony Point. The big bus, the healthcare bus, is out there. They're going to be doing health screenings for women. That's right. And you know what's neat? A lot of the gals that are here on tour go in there. They do blood pressure and they do blood screenings and all this different stuff to give you an idea if there's something you need to get checked out. So when you're out here this weekend at the links of Stony Point, make sure you stop by the big bus there, get yourself a hat, and get a first aid kit. You'll be glad you did. I've used mine I don't know how many times. In fact, we were in Washington, D.C. Cut my finger. Thank goodness I had the self-regional health care first aid pack in there, and it had a Band-Aid, which I desperately needed. Well, we're going to talk to Stephanie Canoa. She's had a big year last year. She got engaged, folks, and she's, of course, last year you saw her everywhere as the face of the Symetra Tour right here at the links of Stony Point. She's still out there playing. She's still having a good time, and we're going to catch up with her, I think about 4:45 this afternoon. So we'll be talking to her. Also, this week we're going to have a revisit with Dottie Ardenia. I was hoping her dad was here. I don't know. Nobody was really sure whether he was. But if he was here, we would have a fun time. But we'll still have a fun time talking to Dottie. So let's see. Let's go ahead and hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, we are going to be ready to talk to somebody. Okay, Lauren's not doing her job here. She hasn't found me somebody to talk to yet. But we're going to be talking to somebody. We'll find somebody to talk to out here. And I got to tell you, they do have these new cool T-shirts for down there on Hole 13. So we'll talk some more about that when we come back. You keep it right here on WCRS, live from the links of Stony Point.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right here on WCRS. I have Jean Reynolds here. She is looking for a true LPGA card, aren't you, Jean?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been out here for a couple years, and I think everybody's goal is to graduate from the Symetra Tour.
That's right. And you told me you had a conditional card.
That's correct. Yeah, I earned that in December at Q School, and so unfortunately I haven't gotten in any LPGA events this year, but I'm out here full-time trying to get my card back.
That's right. So how is it to be on the tour and travel around to all these tournaments? It has to be rough.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting lifestyle. You go to some neat towns, neat cities. You meet a lot of really cool families from the housing. And I do volunteer caddies every week, so I've met a lot of great people doing that. And but it's a lot of travel. But when the season's over, you know, you have plenty of downtime, so that's pretty nice.
So what do you do? Did you play for a team in college?
No, I did not. I didn't play college golf. I attended the University of Georgia, and then I got my card, LPGA card out here after the 09 season. I've battled some injuries, and I'm basically working my way back up. So,
wow. You know, that's one of the things that we don't think a lot about in golf, particularly injuries. What kind of injuries did you end up with?
Mine were shoulder. I had shoulder surgery and then back injuries. So, I mean, it's the nature of the beast out here. It's a repetitive sport. So if you can avoid the injury train, you're doing pretty good.
Now, when did you actually start playing golf?
About the age of 6, I didn't start playing in, you know, my first tournament till the age of 10, probably, but,
Oh, my God, a late starter, 10.
Yeah. Now they're turning pro at the age of 10, so, like many of the girls out here, my dad played, I have older brothers that played, and, you know, you just kind of tag along with them, so.
Well, I think you've been out, I'm sure, playing on the course here this time, practicing some. What do you think? You said you played last year here, correct?
I did, yeah. I had a great week here last year. Unfortunately, I wasn't playing on the weekend, but I've got a local caddy here, Gary Odom. He's helped me tremendously get prepared for this week. So I'm looking forward to it. It's a pretty course, and looks like the weather's going to be nice.
Yeah, now you've been out to play the course. What do you think of the course?
It's pretty. It's really pretty. It's in great condition. The greens are nice. And Jim and Denise Medford have done an outstanding job getting this tournament ready for all of us.
You know, I think it really is a difference from last year to this year, isn't it? If you played last year and then to come back here this year, it really makes a difference. They really invested a lot more in grass on greens covers and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, you know, last winter, I mean, I'm from Georgia, and last winter it was tough for everybody, but for the South it was pretty tough. And, I mean, the course had its beating last year, but, I mean, you can tell that they've put a lot of work into it. So all the players are excited to be here, and it should be a fun week.
Now, are you staying with a host family?
Not this week. I'm planning on, I did the same thing last year. My parents are probably coming over in the next couple of days. So, I've met some really nice people in town here, so through the pro-am or whatnot.
Now, just for the record, if you were trying to give somebody a piece of advice, let's say maybe somebody's granddaughter or grandson is thinking about getting really big into golf, what would you tell them?
Oh, man.
Don't do it?
No. I don't know. I mean, you just got to have a lot of patience. I mean, golf is hard. It's not, I mean, you don't just wake up and say, you know, I mean, it's a hard game, and you really do. You have to have a whole lot of patience. So I'd say, you know, start out the earlier, I think, the better. I mean, I'm not saying you need to pick up a club at the age of 3 or anything, but I think it helps, you know. I mean, you learn the game, you learn manners and etiquette on a golf course. So, I don't know. It's a great sport. You meet a lot of wonderful people through the game of golf, and I don't see why anybody wouldn't want to give it a shot. You know?
Well, that's good. Now, just for the future, what are you looking at doing futuristically? I know being an LPGA pro is the goal, but do you have anything to fall back on?
Yeah, I mean, I'd obviously like to do something in the golf arena. But I think if you're looking ahead, then you're not really focused on the task at hand. So, I'm not out here to.
Did you major in anything particular that you'd like to continue in?
Well, I majored in child and family development, and I just enjoy being on the golf course right now, so I'm not real concerned about finding something else to do, I guess.
Okay, I guess she is definitely going to be a pro when this is all said and done.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think many girls are out here to just kind of waste their time.
Oh, but you know, a lot of girls, like I talked to one gal who had gotten a background in finance.
Right.
I talked to who is it that I talked to yesterday who got a degree in meteorology and geography. So she can always be a sportscaster and a weather gal. So that's why I was just curious if you had anything else that you were working with.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, I majored in child and family development, so if that happens to take me somewhere down the line, terrific. If golf does, even better. So we'll see.
Or you could always be, in the end, teaching golf to young people.
Right, or I could get on the radio.
There you go. You already are on the radio.
Yeah, I could be a radio caster.
Radio caster. That's true. Well, listen, Jean Reynolds, we sure hope you have a great weekend this weekend. How are you feeling, champ? How are you feeling?
I feel good, yeah. I mean, it's the weather's been terrific so far. The people have been great. The Pro-Am was fun, so no complaints here.
Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us, and good luck, and we'll be following you this weekend.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed being on.
All right. All right. We are right here on WCRS. We're going to let it go, and the news is coming up, so let you take it away there, Andy. I'll be back after the news.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
All right. Well, we are right here this afternoon. I have a very interesting story coming up for you. I am here with Michelle Cleopatra, like Cleopatra. Now, she doesn't look like Cleopatra, but she is with us here this afternoon. Her dad is originally from Thailand. In fact, he came over here for the Olympics in 1986 on the archery team. And, Michelle, you got to tell us the story about your dad, a phenomenal story about a person coming into our country, an immigrant, and then becoming a citizen and doing all this stuff. Tell us about it.
Well, he's originally from Bangkok, and, you know, his family owned a small noodle shop, and his dad put him, you know, had him play archery, and at the time, archery was a big sport in Asia. It still is today, and he luckily, you know, got on the Olympic team for that year. I think since that year, they haven't had an archery team. So, and then he was able to come here, and that year, it just happened to be in the United States, in Los Angeles at USC. And so he came here, had a great time, and wanted to stay here, didn't want to go back. And once he got here, he realized he needed to do something other than archery because it wasn't big over here. So he started going to night school, and now he's an engineer for DirecTV.
That is an awesome, good story. So you've really been raised in a family that knows the importance of education and I guess the importance of sports too, huh?
Yes, I have, yep.
And so what made you start playing golf, and what age did you start playing golf?
I started playing golf when I was 5. My parents took me for my first golf lesson. It was like 7 in the morning. I was in my pajamas still. I don't think I really knew what was going on. Everybody in the class was a boy and 2 years older than me, and I was just in the corner hitting some golf.
You were the only girl?
Yeah, I was the only girl. And then after the lesson was done, they just put me back in the car, and I fell asleep. So it was kind of like a dream. So until I was like 9 or 10, I didn't really know, you know, what I was doing, but I just knew golf was always something that I had done.
Yeah, but this wasn't something you made a choice for. You just kind of, they took you, you played golf, and it just kind of developed, I guess, into an interest?
Yes, it definitely developed into an interest of mine, but, you know, throughout different periods of my life, my parents always asked if I wanted to keep doing it, you know, throughout high school, and if I wanted to play throughout college, and that's, you know, playing competitive, and I've always continued to play because I like playing it, I like the competition, and something different from, you know, playing just basketball or baseball or, you know, something else. So it's always...
And they got good clothes to wear, too, right?
Yeah. That's great. And there's no, you know, we don't have to run or anything, so that's nice, too. Yeah. We just get to walk.
Now, you went to Columbia College in New York, and what did you major in?
I double majored in political science and anthropology. I was pre-med for the first 4 days of classes, and then...
First four?
Yeah. And then I realized I couldn't stay awake in my classes, so decided I'd go more towards pre-law, and I did. And then could have finished in 3 years. I wanted to stay there and play golf, so I added my anthropology major.
Wow. What were you thinking that you'd like to do? I know golf is on your radar now, but what were you thinking when you were in college you would like to do?
Well, I definitely like to go back to school. I like to go to law school and, you know, become a lawyer someday, hopefully.
a golfing lawyer. What a combination. That's a good one right there.
Yeah, good networking skills, I guess.
So how are you doing? This is your first year on the tour.
Yeah, this is my first year on the tour. It's been great. So far, it's a good experience. You just have to get used to all the traveling and just getting to the rhythm of, you know, their scheduling. I think it's been a fun experience so far.
Now, when did you come in?
Greenwood. Oh, I got in. I drove Monday morning down from Pinehurst. I was staying with some friends in Pinehurst and drove down, played in the afternoon pro-am.
Oh, okay. So you played at the course. What do you think of the links out here at Stony Point?
The course is definitely, it's in great shape, and definitely off the tee there's some, you know, visual, I don't know, there's some visual challenges, I think, with some of the trees and the way they block out the view, but, and the greens, I hear, you know, the girls from last year, they said they were so fast, and right now they're kind of inconsistent, but I think they're going to cut for tomorrow, so it'll be really fast by then.
So how have you done this first year in the Symetra Tour?
I've made a couple cuts, but I've just been kind of on the cut line by missing by one, and it's just, I think, the nerves the first day, just getting used to and being out here. There's a lot of veterans out here, so it's great to learn from them and from their experiences.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, I am real excited to have been able to talk to you. I know you're going to do well out here at the links of Stony Point. And how do you think you're going to handle, last question, how do you think you're going to handle out there on hole 13 with the music and the fireworks? I mean, you know, you got to have a lot of stuff going on out there.
I mean, I think it's going to be a fun hole. It's great to see everybody, and I guess the boats, too, will be there. That will be a cool experience. I've never had that. Have boats watching you before, so that'll be fun. And, you know, just take it one shot at a time, I guess.
Yeah, straight down the middle, right?
Yeah. Hopefully not in the water, just on the green.
All right, Michelle, and how do you say that last name?
Piapatra.
Well, Michelle Piapatra, I sure hope you have good luck here this week, and thanks so much for taking time to talk to us.
Yeah, great, thank you so much.
All right, hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be right back, and I've got Stephanie Canoa sitting right across from me. She's going to come on and talk to us and tell us about her exciting year and what's going on out here today.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
That's right. How we doing here? Hey, I'm back here with Stephanie Canoa. And Stephanie was definitely last year the face, only face, I think, of the Links of Stony Point, the self-regional health classic. And she's back again this year. How you doing today, Stephanie?
I'm doing great. I had a great practice round this afternoon and put in a lot of practice this morning, so I'm ready to get going. But I'm so thrilled to be back. I mean, this tournament means so much to me, just seeing it evolve over the last 2 years since we first started with some of the sponsors putting together the idea of having the tournament, and just what the Medfords have done with the whole tournament has been just incredible.
Well, you've done a lot of exciting things in the last year. I mean, last year it was the big ha-ha. People kept saying that this guy that you were dating was going to be the one that you were going to end up marrying, and by George, I guess they were right.
They were right, yeah. It all started with his dad, actually. His dad was my partner on the Big Break show, Al Del Greco, and he kept saying, you got to meet my son, you got to meet him, and putting the bug in my ear, and I kept thinking, okay, sure. And then, sure enough, we met, and just under a year later, we were engaged. So apparently he was right. Everybody, you know, kind of knew before we did, but we're so thrilled. We got engaged in September, right at the end of the season, and kind of started planning our wedding for a year later, so it'll be coming this September.
Wow. So, and I understand you've moved, you've bought a house, you are just going all to town here, Stephanie.
I'm officially a grown-up, like with grown-up bills and grown-up responsibilities. No, it's been so exciting. It's really been fun to have something to take my mind off of golf, because as a professional golfer, golf is your job. And yes, it's very, very important to me, but it shouldn't become your whole life. And I think for a while there, especially last year, I had so many responsibilities that I was juggling, and it really became my whole life. And to have something now, I'm planning my wedding, I'm decorating my house, I get to go home to, you know, my fiance, my dog, and it's just, it's been nice to have that life outside of golf, because then when I come here, I can truly enjoy being at the golf course and being, you know, I get to go to the golf course every day for my job. How lucky am I? And it allows me to focus my priorities that way instead.
Well, you know, I remember last year you were kind of struggling because you did have so much. I think it was the word stress was the one I remember.
Yes, I had a lot of things going on, a lot of things I was struggling, and I think the main thing was just putting so much pressure on myself. It wasn't that other people were putting pressure on me. It was that internally I felt like I'd had a pretty successful year the year before. I'd gotten sponsors and I wanted to make them proud, and I felt like I had kind of the weight of the world on my shoulders, when really all the pressure was coming from inside of me. And I've learned now over the last year, and now, mind you, it was a hard lesson to learn because I had to go way, way down before I could come back up. But sometimes you learn more from your failures than from your successes. So I learned the hard way that, you know, you have to just be out here and enjoy it and enjoy the experience and think of each week as a process of getting better and becoming a better golfer, becoming a better person. And if you focus on it that way, it kind of shifts your idea of what you're out here to do, you know, away from all that stress and pressure.
So there's no pressure to get that LPGA card. Is that what you're telling me, Stephanie Canoa?
Well, I would say I want an LPGA card. I believe that I can get an LPGA card, but the more pressure you put on yourself to get one, the farther away you're probably going to get. So I'm just taking each week as another chance to win, another chance to be out there, to be in contention, to enjoy time in beautiful places like Greenwood, South Carolina, and meet people from all over the world, and then let the golf side take care of itself. If you're enjoying it and you feel like, you know, you're exactly where you're meant to be, you're going to play a lot better golf.
Oh, well said. And but I'll bet every once in a while a little of it creeps in now, Stephanie.
Of course. Well, it does. And it's funny that you say that, because I was just talking to my caddy on the driving range about how, you know, you have a good week and your expectations rise even harder. And then, you know, if you miss a shot, then you start to worry, oh, no, you know, I can't go back down that path. But you have to just constantly remind yourself that, one, you're so blessed to get to do this for a living, and two, you know, you just have to think of each week as a process. The whole thing is just a journey, you know, and I think that's maybe the little bit more of a veteran in me saying that. I see these rookies out here, and, you know, I wish I could impart some of that wisdom to them, because I had to learn it the hard way.
That's right, but if I remember correctly, I think you played in the Pro-Am, and you had the opportunity to talk to one of the legends, and you talked to him about this problem last year.
Yeah, well, you know, it takes some learning, and that's the beauty of this tournament, and especially this year, having the legends and the LPGA players out with us. It was great to be able to just pick their brains about little things, because think about it, I mean, every one of them has gone through a hard time on the golf course or off the golf course, or they have all been through what we're going through many, many times. I mean, Nancy Lopez won 48 times on tour, so she's been through the stresses and the pressure and playing in contention and all of those things that we're trying to learn out here. So
and losing focus. She happened to share with me a story about being on, I don't remember what tournament it was, but she was tired and she'd been playing, and all she could think about was, what will I have for dinner?
Yeah, I felt that way before, too.
and all she could think about was going to McDonald's.
Oh, boy, yeah. there are so many different things that you have to learn, and, you know, it takes, that's why I think there is a little bit of a learning curve. A lot of people think you're going to come out here and be so successful right away, and there are certain players, Lydia Ko and young players, who are able to do that, but for the majority of us, you know, it takes a little while to learn those lessons, and the more times that I can put myself around the Legends Tour or around the LPGA, the better I'm going to be, because I'm going to learn those lessons through them.
Absolutely. Now, of course, you were here last year, and what do you think about the course this year? Is it not changed up some?
Oh, I'm telling you, hats off to Billy, the superintendent here. This golf course is absolutely beautiful. The condition of the course, just the way they've set it up, the greens look phenomenal. I mean, if anybody has anything to complain about, they're crazy, because what the Medfords have done with links at Stony Point and Billy and, you know, the pros here, they've just done such a phenomenal job preparing for this tournament. It is in absolutely beautiful shape.
I agree with you. It does look, it looks phenomenally better this year.
Mm-hmm, yeah, now imagine playing it.
That's right. So how'd you find the greens? Some people have said they're fast. Are they slow? What are you finding?
I think they're a really good speed. They're definitely quick. There are some spots on these greens that you just don't want to be. You don't want to be above the pin on 17. You know, there are some places, but that's kind of part of what we do when we play the practice rounds and we figure out and play the pro-ams. We learn the golf course and you learn the places you can miss and the places that you can't. So there are some spots out there that can get pretty quick. But overall, I think the greens are a great speed for us.
Now, what about hole 13? Are you looking forward to having the crowds out there when you go up to tee and they announce Stephanie Canoa?
Well, I learned, actually, they were talking about at the Legends breakfast that if you don't have butterflies in your stomach, if you're not nervous, it means that you don't have enough to play for. You're not playing for enough on the line. And so I am learning to embrace my nerves and embrace the butterflies and really, you know, enjoy being there in that experience, because really the experience on 13, although it may sound crazy and, you know, there's going to be boats and music and everything, it's preparing you for play on the LPGA, because if you can't play in front of crowds, if you can't hit a shot over the water in front of a bunch of boats and the music and everything, then you're not going to be able to play in front of crowds on the LPGA either. So you might as well learn it now, right? And I'm excited. I think it's going to be a blast.
It is going to be a blast. And I tell you what, one more thing. What do you think about the future of golf for our young gals? I mean, we've got to get more young people involved in golf. And what do you think about the future, particularly of women's golf? I mean, you know, everybody is, the men always get all the big buckos, and of course, we'd like to see the women making more, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a passion for getting young girls especially involved in the game of golf. I started at a relatively late age. I was about 13, 14 years old.
God, you were ancient.
Okay, I didn't say old. I just said later than most girls. Most girls, you know, start at 5 or 6 years old, like the last interview we had. And but I think that I wish I would have had somebody getting me clubs into my hands at 5 or 6. You know, I might be on the LPGA at this point. Who knows? So I have a real passion for getting the juniors. But to get, you know, such a turnout as they had at the junior clinic this week, and I think that the more that we can get little ones excited about the game, you know, bring them out to the tournament. Anyone who has kids who's listening, please bring them out to the tournament, because they will love seeing these girls. All the girls are so approachable. They want to be around them. I mean, we've got a little girl sitting right here with signatures all over her hat watching this interview. And, you know, those are all girls that kind of probably made an impact on her. And I think that that is how you get more juniors into the game of golf. And if we don't do that, then the game of golf is in trouble, because it has to start at that age.
That's right. I know last year I remember seeing a little 3 or 4 year old. God, maybe it was you over there. I don't know. Maybe she was older than I thought. But a young person, very young child, was up there. And every time one of the golfers came off on Sunday afternoon, she was running up and getting everybody either to sign her hat or sign her shirt.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what it's all about. I have a very close friend of mine who, she, at the age of 7, went to an LPGA event, had never been to a golf event before, but a girl gave her, she had a ladybug on her hat, and a girl gave her a ball that was marked with a ladybug, because that was what she marked her ball with. And she said that it was because of that that she became a professional golfer, because she then told her parents she wanted to go take lessons, she wanted to, you know, play in high school, all of those things. And had that never happened, had that interaction never occurred, she might not have chosen a completely different career, which is pretty amazing when you think that that one instance had an impact. So that's why I think, and I encourage all the girls to really, you know, take the time to sign the autographs and interact with the girls. And the Symetra Tour players are great about it. I mean, they want to be around the little ones. They want to interact with them. They ask them how old they are and things like that. And it's really exciting to see, because that's what's important here, is making the difference in the lives of others all throughout this community.
Absolutely. Well, we are here on WCRS. Stephanie, you're going to play really well this time, aren't you?
I am. I'm feeling like it's going to be a great week. I am so excited to get started tomorrow.
And what time do you tee off tomorrow?
I tee off at 9:20 off of the first tee. So anyone want to come out and watch, come on out. I love a gallery.
You love a gallery. She'd like them all to follow right behind you, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, listen, thanks so much for coming out here today. We need to find out, who is this young person? She's just running off. What's your name? Come on over here and be on the radio for a second. Come on, right over here, right between us here. What's your name?
Gia.
Gia, and are you a golfer?
Yeah.
You play golf?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. When?
I'm 9.
9? And when did you start playing?
This is my second year.
Second year? Wow. What do you have to say, Stephanie?
That is impressive. All I have to say is if you have been playing for 2 years and you're 9, that means you started at 7, which means you started 7 years before me. So you're probably going to be beating me soon. I think so. You could be a pro soon. Keep practicing.
All right. And, gosh, you've got a lot of names on that hat there. How long have you been collecting those? Is that just this year or?
Just today.
Just today? Wow. Well, I'm sure we will see you on the field all this weekend. You going to be out here watching them?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
All right. Well, see, we had a small groupie right here this afternoon.
Got a gallery just for you, Ann.
I love it. I love it. Hey, I tell you what, we are going to wrap it up here. We've had a great afternoon, as we always do, and we'll be back again tomorrow just having more fun right out here on WCRS at the Links of Stony Point. So, Stephanie, good luck, and thanks so much for coming out here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. That's going to do it for us. You have been listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.